Hello, my imaginary friends. It is Monday, the 23rd of January, 2012. I'm Simon, this is my audio blog. Now, you may all have guessed, I'm overseeing the children in the bath. The children are having a bath now, and I just thought I'd take a quick moment to say a couple of things to Audio Boo. First of all, to McColgan, happy birthday, Mac. I'm very, very glad to hear you've enjoyed your day today, and congratulations on being 62. It is quite an elegant number, isn't it? I also wanted to say to add to the conversation that Nick Holloway Vox inadvertently started that Jacqueline B has picked up. And RT UK. There's lots of things in the water from your bum.
Yeah.
Does that mean you went to the toilet? You didn't wipe your bottom properly.
No.
And then you've climbed into the bath.
No.
And now there's lots of little bits of
poo-poo.
Poo-poo. I was trying not to say poo-poo, but now I've said poo-poo. Oh dear. Yeah, I bet you are. Hey, also sorry for your brother.
Eel or deal?
Is that a new quiz show with Noel Edmonds? Where you...
I make.
Where you get a deal or you have to have an eel. Very good. About supermarket bags. I find it very interesting with Waitrose and Aldi being such diametric opposites in the spectrum. I actually think it would be quite... I think it would be quite difficult. You'd be quite self-conscious, I think, if you took the wrong bags into the wrong shop. So, for instance, if you took the Waitrose bags in... The children are fighting over the right spot. Henry, do you need to stand there where Amelia's standing? Or can you stand somewhere else? Of course he does. He's obviously stronger than he looks. He managed to pull her off the chosen spot. Now, don't hit him. Oh, dear. A bit of... tantrum going on here.
Why? Then I'm going over here.
Good idea, Amelia. Yes, I think if you took the Waitrose bags into the Aldi shop, then you'd be self-conscious that you'd be afraid all the other shoppers think you're trying to show that you're above them or whatever. So you'd feel very self-conscious about that. And I think, conversely, if you took the Aldi shopping bags into the Waitrose shop, you'd be conscious that that everyone in the Waitrose shop thought that you were beneath them because you don't belong here in a Waitrose if you're an Aldi shopper. So I think it's about fitting in. It's about uniform, isn't it? And I think that's why we're compelled, because we don't want people to be snobbery over us, and we don't want people to think that we are being snobbery over them. So I think it's very tricky with such a vast difference between those two shops. So those are my thoughts on the side. Would I have any qualms about it? Yeah, that's very nice, Amelia. Now, I would think it naughty to have the wrong carrier bags in the shop. But there is a danger, isn't there? I wonder whether you should get some... Because it's a bit like advertising, isn't it? So it's like you're advertising... I mean, that's partly why they put the logos on the sides of their carrier bags and their Bags for Life, is to advertise them as a supermarket. So what's the point of advertising Aldi in a Waitrose, or vice versa? But then what's the point of having the own brand, the native branded carrier bag, because there's already enough Waitrose livery in the Waitrose that you don't need to. Having a carrier bag with Waitrose on it is not really adding anything to it. So, but what about if you were to carry a bag around that said Waitrose are scum? I wonder whether the supermarkets would object to you having that carrier bag with you. That's an interesting question. Any thoughts on that? Oh, kids can have such fun in the bath, can't they? Toodle-boo.